defend us, gracious Lord.
Thank you. to God.
Thank you.
Continue with the Alleluia verse.
Thank you.
Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Little Justin was just the epitome of cuteness wrapped up in the body of a four-year-old boy. Problem was, he was just too cute. It wasn't so much the day-to-day living, but it was special functions like coming to church. Come Sunday morning, all the older ladies of the church would just carry on about Justin's cuteness, and before he could get away, they would grab his cheek between their index finger and thumb and give it a pinch. Sometimes they'd add a little shaking motion like a pit bull attached to a chew toy, and it left his cheeks rosy and numb. The pinching was especially bad at weddings. There are even more older women at weddings than there are at church on Sunday. Each one would pinch his little cheeks and they'd say, "You're next." Well, Justin finally discovered a way to get them to leave his cheeks alone. Whenever he'd go to a funeral, he'd seek out the older women. He'd run right up, grab their cheeks, pinch them with a solid twist, look them right in the eye, smile, and say, "You're next." The old ladies never bothered Justin again after that. "Are you next? Or is it me? Or is it someone else? There is a dark cloud that's hanging over you from the moment of your birth. It's a cloud that brings deep darkness of impending doom. It's the cloud of death that hangs over all people. You live in the valley of the shadow of death." The fear of death is said to be the prime motivation for human behavior. Politicians, advertisers, journalists, they all use the fear of death to motivate people to do what they want them to do. "If we could just save one life, it will be worth it." Saving lives is a powerful motivation for action, and trillions of dollars have been spent, and yet you still live in the valley of the shadow of death. The Bible speaks about the snares of death, the waves of death, the cords of death, the shadow of death. In Isaiah 25, death is spoken of as a covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. Jesus understands death firsthand. God in flesh dies on that awful Friday. He's wrapped up in linen and spices and laid in a tomb sealed by a large stone. Jesus lies motionless and silent in the darkness of death. But death could not hold him. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. Death could not hold Jesus. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus, God swallows up death forever. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. Jesus destroys death by rising from the dead. This is the feast of victory for our God. The wet blanket of the fear of death is taken away. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Instead of living in terror of the grave, you live in confidence that even though death will come for you one day, it is not the end for you. You too will be raised from the dead. Jesus has conquered death for himself, for you, for all humanity. The great feast, the wedding feast of the Lamb and his kingdom is for all people. All are invited. All are welcome. Jesus has conquered death for all. Jesus has conquered death for you. Just before raising her brother from the dead, Jesus tells Lazarus' sister Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Jesus is the light that drives out the darkness. Jesus is the life that destroys death. Jesus is the resurrection that conquers the grave. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Because Christ has risen from the dead, you will rise from the dead. And knowing this, you can face death not as an ending, but as a transition to eternal life. I presided over many funerals here at Emmanuel, I believe well over 100. When we're at the cemetery for the committal, what is the last thing that I say before the final benediction? What are the words of greatest comfort when you're burying a loved one? Alleluia! Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us go forth in peace in the name of the Lord. Amen. We can find peace even in death because Jesus has gone through it already and he promises to bring you through it as well. Jesus brings life, eternal life, and that changes everything. Jesus' resurrection is a historical fact. We have eyewitness testimony from people who saw Jesus put to death on the cross on Friday by the Romans, buried in the tomb, and raised from the dead on Sunday morning. The 11 remaining disciples spent the rest of their lives proclaiming the good news that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We know it's true because they kept on proclaiming this truth even though they were being beaten and stoned and executed because of it. They knew the truth and they were compelled to be Jesus' witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. The historical fact of Jesus' resurrection is the most important truth of Christianity. As Paul tells us in the epistle reading, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles." Every Sunday we gather to celebrate Jesus rising from the dead to conquer death. This is the feast of victory. Each Sunday, Jesus gives you a foretaste of the feast to come in his body and blood to forgive your sins and strengthen and preserve you in true faith to life everlasting. Indeed, you live in the valley of the shadow of death, but you have Jesus, who is the light and the life. So, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you fear no evil. The pangs of death have been undone. The fear of death no longer rules over you. Jesus has swallowed up death forever. So who's next? We don't know. We wouldn't want to know if we could. Death is coming for each one of us, but you don't need to fear because it's not the end. It's only a new beginning. Because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible. being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Our prayers today go for Carolyn Ott, who is finished chemotherapy and begun radiation treatment. For Don Elrod, who's in hospice in Hamilton. For Mike Miller, Dolores Bowman's son-in-law, recovering from an infection. For Ivan Fitzenrider, our LCMS Foundation rep, who has terminal cancer. For Catherine Dare, recovering from pneumonia. For Chuck Jones, recovering from a heart procedure. For Cora Morgan, having surgery on the 5th. For Judy Brown, a friend of Ruth Selmayr's, recovering from open heart surgery. For Becky Proxman, who has terminal cancer. For Jenny Getz, a friend of Kim Freeman's, who has terminal cancer. For Flo Harbin, who's recovering from surgery. And for Alan Hall, Alice Shaw's brother, who's in critical care in Texas, a long way from home. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, on this glorious day, fill your people with a holy fear at the resurrection of your Son, that we would tremble no longer before the grave, but rejoice and live the truth of your power to save. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Be with Matthew, our Synod President, Kevin, our District President, and all our pastors. Keep them faithful to deliver to your people the apostolic gospel of your Son's death, burial, and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, let us hold fast to the word preached to us, that receiving it with joy, we may take our stand in it and be saved by it. Hinder all who would sow doubt into our hearts, and grant us courage to confess its truth in our life and conversation. Lord, in your mercy, bless Joseph, our president, and all who make and administer our laws. Frustrate the forces of evil, and do not let our leaders cooperate with them or further their goals. Guard our armed forces as they stand watch for us at home and abroad. Let them serve with honor and integrity. Lord, in your mercy, have mercy on the sick and those in any need, especially Carolyn, Don, Mike, Eileen, Catherine, Chuck, Cora, Judy, Becky, Jenny, Flo, and Alan. Let the dawning light of the new creation in Christ sustain them in faith. In accord with your will, grant them renewed health, a foretaste of their eternal healing in Him. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us joy in your Son's great victory feast as He shares it with us from this altar. In the eating of His true body and the drinking of His precious blood in faith, overcome our sin by His forgiveness and swallow up our death in His life, that we may be glad and rejoice in His salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort those who mourn with the truth of Christ's empty tomb, that in the midst of their grief they may abide in the hope of His resurrection. Uphold them in faith as they await the day when you will wipe every tear from all faces. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We join today in singing eternal hallelujahs with innumerable angels in festal gathering, with the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, with all the spirits of the righteous made perfect. And we bring these petitions before you, dear Father, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them,
saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. Christ is risen.